Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell. Welcome you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. This past Sunday for Mass, our first reading was particularly remarkable. It was taken from the book of Sirach, given as part of the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. But it contained several verses that I think are important for us to consider, along with the concept of wisdom, especially as it comes from sacred scripture. Sirach writes, "God has set before man fire and water. To whichever he chooses, he stretches forth his hand. Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him." And then previously, Sirach writes, "If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you." It's extraordinary to read those aspects of the Old Testament that are given over to wisdom. They include the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, the Psalms. And it is important to understand precisely what wisdom is that has come to us through Scripture and through the tradition of the Church. First of all, wisdom is not simply an accumulation of facts or a possession of a particular kind of knowledge. Our culture is becoming more and more soaked with facts, especially through so-called social media. It is filled with extraordinary technological knowledge, but it does not add up to wisdom. I love the Latin word for wisdom, sapientia. It comes from the Latin word sapere, which means to taste. And the noun for wisdom, sapientia, suggests that wisdom comes from a prolonged savoring of the flavor, the goodness, the truthfulness that is before us. It is the savoring of that which can fully guide our lives, allow us to know who we are, where we're going, why we have been placed where we are. And the wisdom of which Sirach speaks is a wisdom that touches upon the mystery of God's love for us through the gift of his commandments, and at the same time, the gift of human freedom, which allows us not only to know that which God speaks to us, but in knowing it to be true, to be able to accept it and live it, and to understand that within our ambience as human persons, we are bombarded with so many different voices. Given the wisdom, that gift from God, we can discern that which is true, which is helpful, which is saving, from those which are simply noise or misleading. For Sirach, of course, this grant of the gift of wisdom is critical in being able to make the right choices. We are in a culture which gives us all sorts of choices. Some of them are so numerous that almost to be meaningless. But Sirach and St. Paul, who is the writer of our second reading from that Mass, really tells us that the choice, the fundamental choice, is very simple, even though very profound and sometimes difficult. It is a choice between life and death, between good and evil. Choose wisely. Choose filled with the wisdom of God. Now, St. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, which a portion of which was our second reading for last Sunday's Mass, St. Paul says, "We speak of wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory. And it is for St. Paul and for us, grasping this wisdom revealed to us particularly and definitively through Jesus Christ, that we come to know the truth of our existence, the truth of our present life, the truth of our future. And these two readings from Sirach, talking about the profound gift of wisdom, of St. Paul telling us about that mysterious wisdom of God revealed in Jesus Christ, the Gospel as a portion of the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5 through 7 of the Gospel of Matthew. Many people, when they hear that title, Sermon on the Mount, immediately think of the Beatitudes. But the Beatitudes are simply the beginning of that sermon. They are kind of a table of contents, as well as an outline of Christian discipline. But as our Lord continues to preach that Sermon on the Mount, he begins to open up, unravel the mystery of the commandments, the meaning of them, the depth of them, and how they touch upon human life. And it really is a sermon on discipleship. How do you become a Christ follower? And in so doing, achieve the perfection of your human personhood. And in that Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is revealing the hidden and mysterious wisdom of God. When he speaks about the commandment, thou shalt not kill, he talks about the deep recesses of the human heart where anger and malice bubble up and will eventually result in murder. Sometimes this is not a physical murder. It can be a murder of a person's reputation, coming from that the depth and the hiddenness of our hearts yet unconverted. But in revealing in the Sermon on the Mount that hidden mysterious wisdom of God of which St. Paul tells us, we are granted the gift of being able to know God's will for us, our destiny, and the route that we are to take. Well, how do we obtain this wisdom? I think in the most general sense, we must remain open heart and mind to the Word of God, especially as revealed in Jesus Christ. But to remain open to that and receptive to the message that it is bringing us, we have to train ourselves, especially our ears and our eyes. That is, what do we listen to? How do we fill the atmosphere around us? Are our ears attuned to that which is good and beautiful and true? Or is it constantly being bombarded by noise and by false voices? How do we maintain custody of our ears? We have to train our eyes as well. Our eyes can imprint on our mind and on our emotions so deep an image that if we are to discover its evil intent, how difficult it is to erase from our consciousness, and how important it is to maintain the custody of our eyes. And we pray in training our ears and eyes to be able to hear as God hears, to see as God sees. St. John Henry Newman once wrote that many of our moral struggles in this life are going to be waged by twilight. Sometimes the darkness is not unbelievably deep or the light unbelievably sparkling. There is, in so many of our days, a mixture of light and dark. And Newman would pray God for the insight to be able to peer into this twilight and to discern that which is of the light, and to turn away from that which is of the dark. And this takes a deep wisdom. It takes a kind of sensibility, almost instinctively, to realize in a given situation what is right and what is wrong. I think it is important also in praying for God's wisdom always to keep in mind the end of our life. Now, I mean not only the terminus of it, but end defined as purpose. We have to pray in gratitude for the gift of the Holy Spirit that is granted to us. And in the gift of the Holy Spirit, keeping before our eyes our purpose, our destiny, we are going to be able to realize what best guides us along that pilgrimage. What knowledge, what light must we have? I think we learn this wisdom by the discipline of the commandments, as Sirach wrote in the passage from his book, if you choose to keep the commandments, they will save you. Now, I refer to the discipline of the sacraments, of the commandments, rather, because actually doing something constantly, habitually, often reveals the inner reality of the commandments, the meaning that they have, and the realization that eventually, by simply keeping the commandments, we are providing in our life that profound happiness and peace that comes to one who rests in the power and the peace of Jesus Christ. I think this is important for children to learn, that simply by doing it, they begin to learn the reason for doing it and the great consolation that follows it. And eventually, and we pray God through his gift of the Spirit to our children, that they grow into a maturity in which, once they did sheerly through obedience, they now do through love and understanding. Because, my friends, the more that we live the wisdom of God, the freer we shall be. Free of sin, free of ignorance, free of fear, and at the last, free even of death.